Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, worship. Let's follow in the Word of God. Let's lift up the name of Jesus and praise Him together. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you in Jesus' name. And thank you for being with us. And I trust that you'll be blessed during this time together. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can contact someone and invite them to tune in. And by the time this service is over, we want you to know that you have been in the presence of the Lord. And we want the Lord to know that He has been worshiped and praised to the extent of our ability. With all that is in us, let's praise the Lord together. Hebrews 13:20 is the word of God to begin today's service. He said, "Now the God of peace make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. We'll have a precious promise here in just a little bit. All scriptures on this broadcast are read from the King James Version, and we're thankful today for the Word of God. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. From the best love songs and hymns hymnal, here's a great one that'll take you back a little while. Page 46, sing along with us on Old Camp Meeting Days. Some of you know this. Let's sing it.
Long ago, when but a boy at old camp meeting time, how my heart would leap for joy to hear the old bell chime, calling all the saints of God into the house of prayer. Oh, such praying, singing, shouting, for the Lord was there. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's Word. I like to hear those old-time hallelujahs singing. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. I remember, Father dear, in that old-fashioned day, how His voice would rise and swell when He began to pray. Higher, higher it would rise until I seemed to feel God would save us everyone from death's eternal hell. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's Word. I like to hear those old-time hallelujahs, glory. I like the old-time worship of the Lord. Preachers in those good old days were filled with holy flame, preaching for the souls of men and not for worldly fame. Under such old-fashioned preaching, sinners fell to pray. and the Lord would save them in that good old-fashioned way. In these latter days, they say, there is no use to pray. All we need is think religion, 'tis a better way. But I'm glad to tell you, brother, Jesus saves from sin. In the old time way he saved me, now he dwells within. I like the old time, preaching, praying, singing, shouting. I like the old time, reading of God's word. I like to hear those old time hallelujahs ringing. I like the old time worship of the Lord.
Well, we read recently from Jeremiah, where Jeremiah tells us to return to the old paths. All right, the precious promise today comes to us from Philippians 2:13. Paul's writing here, he says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." Hallelujah. Who is working in us to do his will and good pleasure? It is God that is working in you. He's doing two things, Paul tells the Philippian church. He's working in you both to do his will and to do his good pleasure. Praise God. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Well, let's pray today for everyone that has a headache. It seems like we hear just constantly different people almost every day. They'll say, "Well, I've got a headache." Well, I know that might seem more serious to some than others, but there are some people that have headaches that are more serious than other headaches. It's just like any other sickness. It has different stages, and it can get to be a terrible, terrible pain and a problem. So whether it's just a light headache or whether it's one that's got you down on your back, on the couch or in the bed, we're going to pray today that God will undertake and heal you just now in Jesus' name and give you some relief. Father, we thank you today that it is the will of God which worketh in us, Lord, to do your will, and we're to do your good pleasure. And I want to do my best for you today. And Lord, I feel for all these that are bound with headaches, whether it's an occasional one or whether it's a constant, almost everyday affair. I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I'm believing that you touch each one and that you heal them just now. Lord, I wish I could just reach out through this radio equipment and lay hands on each one and rebuke that headache in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I can't do it physically, but I can do it through the Spirit today. I lay hands on them, Lord, in Jesus' name by the Spirit. And I pray, Lord, for relief from the pain. I pray you'll take away the root cause, whatever it's causing the problem, whether it's a sickness or whether it's a stressful situation or connected with some other situation. Lord, we want victory. And you don't have to know the root cause, Lord. You already know, but we don't have to give you all those facts. Lord, we just come to you believing what you said in your word. Touch and heal and set free right now. Let someone find relief. Someone feel relief just now as we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, if you believed, if you prayed, let's praise him now.
I'm not my own. I belong to Jesus. He purchased me. Now I'm all his, bought with a price. Not my own.
one more time.
I'm not my own.
Think about it.
I belong to Jesus.
He purchased me.
Now I'm all his, bought with the price, the blood of Jesus. I'm not my own, I'm his.
And I'll give you the contact information in the end. Join with us as we sing Now I Have Everything. I had nothing but heartaches and troubles. I was seeking for fortune and fame. I had nothing but doubts and confusion. But now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. Saved me and gave me life eternal, and now I have everything. Hallelujah. I was making big plans for my future. I was living my lifetime in vain. Then I prayed for life's only meaning. Now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. Saved me and gave me life eternal, and now I have everything. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you can have everything with Jesus too. Send any mail if you'd like to, offerings if you'd like to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to to show me the way.